This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Damn. Oh my God. I loved that song. Was that a cover?
The theme songs? No. I was going to say the theme songs are getting better. That's no parody, no cover, just an original ditty. And not only that, but this guy would like to remain anonymous. He has no shout outs. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me who it is. That riff is so fucking good. I loved it.
It was
I wanted
me.
To know if it was a... It wasn't you. It wasn't you.
Fuck. All right.
Okay, so sorry, this guy wrote an incredible theme song, one that
Thank
we thought
you.
Was so good,
Thank
and then
you.
Was humble enough to want to remain anonymous, and at some point you decided to take the glory for yourself. Take
this song, this guy deserves a hero to have a face attached to the song, and this is that face.
You have the worst face. You have the worst face I've ever seen on a Zoom.
He says he would like to know if his singing voice is annoying. I have written a collection of songs and want to put out an album, but I'm self-conscious about my voice. Is it too nasally? Do I sound too shouty? Would you listen to approximately 30 minutes on a streaming platform? Thank you.
Yes, I would. And I think that you could almost tell that he was shy about his voice because he wasn't... He didn't turn it up as much as like the guitar, which fucking ruled. I loved that riff so much. I'll say it again. But I think
too nasally.
No.
Too shouty. Actually.
So you just like pinpointed the two things that he asked about, which are clearly the stuff that he's most insecure about, because that's why
I think it was shouty. Yeah, I think
so. You
it
think
was
nasally and shouty?
Shouty, yeah.
Chatty. I think they're shouty.
Whatever.
You forget what it is. You're just trying to needle him. You don't even have that opinion about the music.
That's a no from me, dog.
Nice, Randy.
Who?
Forget it.
No, it's great.
You're
it sounds like a real
song. You don't know.
You're killing it, whoever you are. Awesome job. Great work. 100%. 3 thumbs up. You're doing
I would use that instrumental in like a film, I think.
Yeah, it was a great like upbeat and or montage song.
Yeah, actually, bro, will you send that back with just the fucking riff, the instrumental? I've got an idea.
I have a high idea for it.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Anyway, we're back on a Thursday, and sorry if this trophy is getting in the way. That's right. This trophy that I'm holding.
It says luck?
No, it says fuck, actually.
Does it really? Oh, okay. What and is it's, that? It's a go-kart trophy?
It's a Mario Kart trophy, quite frankly. And you see the names on it? These are the people that have won every season of this tournament of champions.
Who's the first one? Squeaky?
Skeeky.
Who's Skeeky?
Skeeky is the first season's champ. Sorry, you're coming in here with like
these people? Or like,
I don't have to know them. They're Mario Kart friends.
They have
mine.
They have your address to mail you shit?
No.
You don't know them?
They don't.
How did it get there?
Season also, two.
How long ago was Tyson? Yeah, Tyson. Yeah. And then it looks
season
like a mirror.
Season three.
Yeah, you won in season three. And then back to Skeeky in S4.
That's right.
And then five was Blumenfeld. How long ago was five, by the way? Because I just want to make sure you're not hoarding the trophy past the point where you're allowed.
No, five just ended. That's why I got this trophy. That's why I'm showing it to you. It's Mario Kart trophy. That's right. I won my tournament. It's a 5-week per season thing. Organized by Ben Schwartz, the Tournament of Champions. I practiced hard, and I took home the hardware, much like LeBron will be doing soon. So just wanted to... Quick shout-out to me, quick shout-out to the Lakers, two champions.
Quick shout-out to yourself?
Oh, if you wanted to shout me out, that's fine, too. No. Kind of neat. Cool.
How's the season all right. work? How does the season work?
Don't, like, worry about the nitty-gritty. Like,
it's five
I have
weeks
the trophy.
Long.
It's actually...
It goes 5 weeks
per
long?
Season. So we've done 20 weeks, basically since quarantine started.
Okay.
Yeah. So every Saturday.
Okay.
Every Saturday we race. Well, we do 2 8-race heats. So 16 races every week for 5 weeks. That's one season. And we've done 25 weeks, half a year. Because quarantine started in March, and here we are in October.
That's such a long amount of time. Has Ben never won? He organizes the thing, and he's never taken it home?
Well, he doesn't
or
really
is he Skeeky?
Play. No, he's not Skeeky. Skeeky is somebody named Blair, who is very, very good. Is very good, I should say. Ben doesn't really play in between the Saturdays. I play a lot, so I've been getting better and better. Other people are just sort of casual about it, and I took it seriously. And I took the trophy seriously.
You and Skeeky. Who made that trophy? It's so small.
Tyson, actually.
Good for Tyson.
Yeah, he sort of he painted this Mario figurine gold and then mounted it on this plaque.
Yeah, it's cool. It looks a little bit like a wannabe Golden Mike. And for that, you're actually going to get the turdy.
What? I was just thinking, since like this is kind of an exciting week for me, trophy-wise, I could parlay that into...
You've got a trophy. You have the turdy. It's not a trophy you want necessarily, but you still have two trophies. You've got the shitty little Mario thing that Tyson did, and then you have the turdy that you just won.
I wonder if there was a Golden Mike in there for the last couple of weeks, because I don't think you've mentioned anything yet. There was a few times where I made you laugh, and I was wondering if that was with regards to having a Golden Mike. Good enough.
Like, yeah, checking up on Golden Mikes after the fact is kind of turdish behavior, unfortunately.
So there was a chance that I had that, but I...
You might have... earned a Golden mic. It was actually being printed. It was being poured.
Forget
it is
said
a solid
anything.
Gold mic. No, I can't. And when you reject the Golden mic, you actually get showered with turdies, unfortunately for you.
I didn't reject it. I
you did because you checked. You reject it when you checked it.
You reject it when you checked it.
That's right.
So I checked to see if I won it. And just by asking, I have retroactively...
Because you care a little too much. It's unsettling. It's unbecoming.
I didn't even bring
it up. It's uncouth and it's untoward. It is.
What do you mean untoward?
I believe untoured is like,
it's yeah, it like doesn't matter, I guess.
In a description.
Whatever.
That's okay. Fine. Yeah, whatever. I don't need your
stupid fucking
trophy. Don't care? All right. Wow, that's another turd.
I mean, I care. I care if it means anything, but I fear like I won't be able to, right? Can I have it? Or do I not care?
Not this episode.
What's
There's
that?
Always next. There's always next week. This is a bonus turdy. A bonus turdy for you. That's two this week.
This is insane. I just checked the trophy and you're the season 5 champion. How did that happen? Some sort of fucking magic trick. Your name is on this Mario Kart trophy now.
Yeah, me and Tyson, me and Skeeks got a...
an Airbnb Skeek. all right, this is a bonus Thursday episode recording on a Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
My God.
People have started to vote. Have you voted? Do they have that in New York's, or is that just a Cali thing?
I think it's just a Cali thing. I'm voting in person. The earliest I can vote in my district is October 24th.
Interesting. I'm actually voting in Persian, which is like, so outside of this Persian restaurant, there's a ballot drop-off, and I'm just going to be able to do that sometime this week. I don't remember being able to vote this early before, but I'm excited. I got my ballot yesterday.
I think we just never, ever cared before. Like, I'm surprised we didn't care last election, but I mean, I knew I was going to vote. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll vote on the day. But now it's, I think that like two things. One, it's the virus. It's the, you know, there's an anxiety around just leaving your house at all and like being around people. So you want to like have that. But then I think there's more than that. It's the deep, deep seated hatred for Trump that you've got agita. You want out. You want out.
I got a few ballots for myself and then some for just like fictional people that I said lived here. So I have like 8 ballots here and then one for my dog and a few for dead relatives. So I'm going to
That's what the like Fox News is afraid of happening. So it's cool that it is.
Well, Soros is paying me $80 per ballot and then I can take...
That's not a bad price.
I've been ballot harvesting too, so like sort of stealing the ballot out of mailboxes for my Republican neighbors and then writing Trump on it and sort of throwing it in a creek. So as to raise uncertainty in that regard while still being able to cast multiple ballots for the Democratic candidate in order to steal this election, this witch hoax, this viral hunt...
A viral hunt
for my man. But yeah, in California, you can fill it out and drop it off as early as today. This is October 7th.
Wow.
4 weeks
Are you
before
doing
the
it?
Election.
Did you do it?
I have it. I have the ballot. I have the sticker. I can do
and
it.
And actually, this is a good segue into the fact that we're partnering with Headcount to help register and inform people so they can exercise their right to vote.
That's right. I usually hate exercising, but I'll make an exception for this.
Nice. Absolutely. Oh, okay. You're sick. You're very ill.
Oh, my chest. I have I have a fragile, sort of like a weakened sternum / immune system. Anyway, how do people get information on how to actually vote, where they are?
Headcount.org/headgum.
And yeah, it's information on how to register if you still can and how to vote if you already have registered. I guess, you know, there are different rules and regulations for every state. So get informed, figure out how to vote.
There's lots of stuff you can do on there. You can check out where your polling place is. You can quadruple confirm that you are registered so you can actually vote. You can even volunteer at a polling place. So just go to headcount.org/headgum and click around, have fun. You know, there's also, tell you what, dude, there's also a text code. You can text voter headgum to 40649. I've never done that before. But if you text voter headgum to 40649, they'll send you a text back with the website, which is nice. It's convenient.
So you get a text and a website URL, or you could just go to headcount.org/headgum.
Yeah, headcount.org/headgum. Literally no excuse not to be prepared, not to vote early, not to know not to have your plan in place so you can vote.
Yeah.
So check them out.
It's interesting because I've joined Trump's army of poll watchers, so it's fun to like see it from both sides.
Illegal
so, like, yeah,
to do
my
that.
It's not really illegal because my job is to sort of intimidate the average voter into
voting.
Yeah, not suppressing because I still want them to vote. It's just I'm part of his army, and so he's asking us to stand by and stand black and guard and make sure that nobody's stealing this witch hoax from him. You know, he's down by 14 points in Pennsylvania. That's impossible. That's the Joe opposes fracking.
Oh man, I'm so fucking scared.
Well, the polls are trending good, but you know, they don't matter unless we fulfill their destiny. So make
That's
sure
right.
that if you can answer a polling question, you should be able to vote.
That's
get
right.
out there.
Get the fuck out there.
All right, I guess we should answer these questions in addition to telling people to vote. So we're sort of saving democracy and helping you guys kill some time on this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and or Sunday. We got a question about a grind guard. Finally, something that I'm very experienced in that I can answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, your time to shine. Congrats.
We'll call this lady Kamala, writes... A few months ago, my boyfriend got a night guard. Apparently, he was given instructions by his dentist that the way to store and take care of it is to wrap it in a damp paper towel and put that in the night guard case until wearing it next. I can't even begin to imagine why this is a good idea. A wet paper towel surrounded by bacteria or mouth bacteria filled night guard in a dark case. It seems like the perfect recipe for a bacterial breeding ground. And it kind of is. The thing smells dank.
Yeah.
Perhaps making it worse is that he does not change the storage paper towel daily. He often uses the same one for 3 days at a time.
Ew.
Anyway, this has transformed into terrible morning breath. I know no one wants to hear that they have bad breath, but at times I can't help but recoil in the morning. I've suggested that he purchase some kind of cleaning solution, but he was not into that idea. I know Amir famously wears a night guard, and I was wondering what the cleaning regimen is. Does it involve a damp paper towel? Also, how can I suggest he changes his cleaning routine without offending him? You don't have a grind guard, do you?
No. After that question, I will never get one. I was thinking about doing like Invisalign, though.
Interesting. Like, for your upper or lower?
For my bother, you know, just get these teeth right again, you know? Like, what's the point? I'm not going to an office. I'm not really seeing anybody IRL. I could just chill all day with the Invisalign on, with the Smile Direct or whatever, what have you, and then I'll have freaking bomb-ass teeth when this whole thing's over.
Yeah. Well, your teeth are yellow, so, like, that wouldn't really, like, solve that issue. Like, you're not...
Yeah.
It's not the alignment. It's the fact that you're rarely, if ever, brushing or cleaning them.
Well, yeah. I can't floss because they're too crooked.
No.
If I got them straight, then the floss goes right in. You see?
Yeah. You're bleeding a lot.
I lost one. There it goes.
That was not a baby tooth.
That was a canine. Fuck my ass.
That was a canker sore. huge fan of the grind guard. I didn't realize how much I was grinding until I got a grind guard. And now when I sleep with my grind guard in, it feels great. I feel like Steph Curry at the free throw line, very well prepared to grind all night in fear and not having it wear away the enamel. They tell you, or at least they've told me, to clean it just by brushing it when you're brushing your teeth. And then once every like month, you get this like... almost like an Alka-Seltzer thing that you drop into water that's like supposed to clean dentures, and you just leave it in there for hours. And I did that for a while, and then I stopped doing the denture cleaning thing, and I'd just been brushing it with a brush. But I also keep it outside of the case upside down so that like it dries off completely. This wet paper towel method kind of concerns me a little bit, especially if he's reusing it.
Right.
I would think you want to wash it and dry it.
For starters, he's not following the instructions. So we can't even like say, they don't sound normal, but like if you're not even following it, if you're not changing the paper towel every single day, then you're just doing your own thing. And that's not good. That's not where you want to be at all.
Yeah. And then maybe it might be too late, but I would suggest the denture cleaning thing, which you could probably get on anywhere very quickly.
Right. And I think if you are dating someone to the extent that they're comfortable sleeping next to you in a grind guard, then you should also be comfortable enough to have a conversation about like their dank ass breath and be like, this will not do. Something's got to give here. I don't think that you'd have to shy away from this conversation.
Yeah.
It's egregious. It's foul. Something must be said. Something must be done. There has to be an intervention here.
Yeah, the smell. Well, if you can smell it from his mouth into your nose in the morning, then something is awry.
Wild that he would open that case, smell awful, and he's like, yep. Open wide. Nom, nom, nom. Time to chew on this till the morning comes.
Yeah. Do you sleep with your mouth open?
No, I don't think so. I sleep... don't even worry about it. I sleep in a weird way. So,
what do you mean a weird way?
I sleep in an odd position that doesn't quite make sense to some. But I don't have to worry about my mouth being open or not.
You don't have to worry about. I know you have to worry about. I'm just wondering if you sleep with your mouth open. Now I'm curious about the position that you sleep in.
I twist myself in a pretzel and I put my foot in my mouth and I chew on my big toe at night as I sleep. My foot's over my head and I'm not in the bed. I'm underneath the bed, twisted into, weird little contortionist.
Yeah, that is.
I sleep on a dog bed at the foot of the bed with my foot in my mouth.
That's bizarre. That's frankly really disturbing behavior.
I don't think I do sleep with my mouth open. I don't know what I do really, though.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
I'm definitely mouth open. And then, because I feel like my nose doesn't allow. I want to look at, once this whole, pandemic thing is over, I want someone to look at my nose and be like, oh, your passages are like 5% open. Or like, yeah, it looks fine to me. Because right now it feels like I can't breathe through my nose as well as somebody else. So I'm like a mouth breather. But I don't know if I'm overreacting or if like a doctor would be like, wow, I can't believe you've lived this long. Watch this. And then he does something. And then I'm like, oh my God, I can breathe again.
And your voice is like this.
Like a deviated septum surgery or something without the nose job part.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, you definitely, you're a heavy mouth breather. You're a snorer.
Not really. I'm not a heavy mouth breather. Yeah, I'm a mouth breather. I'm a mouth breather. No, I don't sound like that. I don't think.
Yeah, you do. You sound like a fucking sick pug. That's what you sound like.
Sometimes when I'm sleeping and I'm like stuffed up, I sound like a little snort.
No, you're sleeping.
When
you're on your computer, you're snorting like a hog. Disgusting. It's despicable.
Not really.
Listen, you're doing it now.
This is my wake apnea. I have a PPAP machine, so I'll sort of plug in this oxygen tank so it opens my nasal passages while I type. A giant iron lung.
And that thing's also straightening your teeth.
Oh, yeah, two for one. All right, let's take a break. Thanks, some sponsors. And we'll be back with this bonus Thursday episode after these messages.
Yes.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. No, it's that's a non-movement good. That's movement.
Is anti-movement yeah. one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Nah. yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, mm-hmm. You can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
On to let's do the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to headcount.org/headgum.
Learn how to vote. Actually mm-hmm. vote, celebrate yeah. when we put our minds together and tail this fascist dude in the White House. He's fired. I want to be the one that looks Trump in the eye and say, the results from Florida are in. You're fired.
Right. You'd be like, well, you actually won Florida, but you lost Pennsylvania, so you're fired.
Really?
The results from Florida, you did win that. Okay, that's fine.
I just don't see a path to victory, and you're fired.
That's what you want to say. That's yeah. what you want to say.
Yeah.
And that's I want to look at Joe Biden and be like, you're hired.
That's good. How are you going to sleep the night before when you wake up knowing there's like 12 hours to go until like the results are being announced? We're just fucking watching, waiting with the nervousness of like, it's like finishing a marathon and you can't wait to find out where they tell you to, you have to run another one. There's four, what enormous stakes. It's either over, he's done, or there's four more years. What an yeah. insane amount of time that he would still have left.
Think about how long we've had him around already. Just double that.
Been 40
That's
years.
Unfair. That's yeah. unfair. Yeah,
that,
I don't know.
That means this would not even be the halfway point. Terrible.
Right. That's the other thing I'm afraid of, though, too. Like, what if, like, if Biden wins and then just that, like, 2 month period before inauguration?
Yeah, but that's the least of my concerns. Let him have at it, and then hopefully we can reverse whatever damage he's somehow able to do if he's still alive.
Yeah.
man.
Oh, man. Just get out and vote. Just vote. Just vote. Fuck. Okay.
Everybody get down to the ballots tonight. Mm-hmm. Stay there. I've seen some long lines to vote, and they look like, I tweeted that, like, it's good to be able to, like, just drop my ballot off, but I miss, like, the communal atmosphere of a long line, like everyone's sort of against this guy. It's kind of like a fun party atmosphere.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
But I won't experience that in LA, unfortunately.
Right.
Because I've joined Trump's army. And if anybody is feeling joy, then I'm going to write it down and report it.
You're illegal.
There was a dance party against the Donald today. Dearest,
that's a
Mike
treasonous
Pence.
Act of cowardice.
Did you hear that he wants to still debate in a week, even if he has coronavirus?
Yeah, I'm sure he would love to infect Joe Biden with coronavirus. He obviously doesn't care about anyone else.
The speech when he's like, "And maybe I'm immune." Yeah, maybe you're immune. I guess maybe you're immune. What a weird thing to suggest 4 days after you were in a hospital.
Yeah, and goddamn, the most insane thing that he did to me is like go up, stand on the stairs, and like triumphantly take his mask off when like everyone, it's not like a grand reveal of like I'm cured now.
Yeah, it's like when the Joker takes off his face wrap to like reveal his new self.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
And
you're
then, like,
so
breathing
sick.
Heavily.
You just you should have left it on. Like, there's no reason to be like triumphant reveal. Yeah, I'll actually put it back on.
I guess what I can say is that don't be afraid of coronavirus. Sorry, you took a fucking helicopter to a private hospital 3 days ago. What do you mean, don't be afraid of coronavirus?
You've got like fuck the most powerful drugs surrounded by the most professional doctors. Like, there's actually nothing to fear. As long as everyone else is the president, you're going to be fine.
Get out. Like, 1,100 people died that day. Don't be afraid. Get out there. Don't let it dominate your life.
Yeah. What a moron.
The worst person in the most powerful position. Anyway, let me know who I should vote for. Still undecided. I am still
Ken
TBD.
Bone style.
All right, next question.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake and Amir, we'll call this guy Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Nice.
Got a problem for you. I'm a guy whose hair is on his way out. Let's just say it's a tad too late for keeps. I still have enough hair that a person who's shorter than me might not notice, but most people can surely tell. It's a source of insecurity for me, a lot like the folks who deal with this. Luckily, there's an easy solution to this, right? Just shave my head. But there's a problem. I have a mole in the center of my forehead right at the hairline. So I know if I shave my head, every time someone looks at me, that's all they're going to see. I don't love the idea of having a bullseye in the middle of my forehead, but I'm not a huge fan of getting cosmetic dermatological surgery just so I can freaking get a buzz cut. So what can I do to deal with my changing hair situation without having everyone's eyes trained on the little burrowing mammal, aka mole, on my face? Keeping you, love, Joe Biden.
All right, Joe. Actually, a guy that lost his hair pretty early, so interesting. And is also clearly insecure about it, because he definitely does some kind of, like,
comb something.
Yeah. Okay, so I think the decision is clear. You're going to shave it. And then the next decision is, do you live with the mole, or do you remove it? It seems like the smaller hump to get over is whatever your hang up is about the cosmetic dermatological surgery, which is, you know, pretty insignificant and perfectly fine.
Yeah, it can almost be a health related surgery. Like, don't people get moles removed all the time just out of safety?
I got a mole removed like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really? Where?
I never knew. It was like right around my sideburn, like just above where my sideburn is, on my temple. And Jill noticed it, and I was like, I don't know if that's been there my whole entire life or if it's new. And then I went, and the doctor was like, tell your wife she's really great for noticing this. He was like very impressed.
Wow.
But he was like, it's nothing. And then he was like, it looks a little irritated. It might be because you're wearing the face mask. I'm going to remove it. And then he like just gave me a tiny little shot, scraped it off with a little fucking razor.
Oh my God, he did it there, right then and there?
Right then, just like on a whim. He's like, eh, fuck it, I'm going to remove it. And then that's it. And they tested it. It's benign. Everybody, thank you. And yeah, it's super easy. So I think that that's probably the move, because I don't like... You're understandably insecure about losing your hair and the mole. So like, I'm not going to tell you to be like, hey, get over it. It's a mole. No big deal. If you don't like it, don't worry about it. You can get it removed. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. And moles are not that big of a deal either. Unless it's like the size of a quarter and hairy. I don't know if people are going to be staring at it like he thinks.
Yeah. I guess if it like gives you peace of mind, do you know, that's fine.
Right.
Or like, you know, nobody's going to notice it as much as you, but it's all about like how you perceive yourself with it, you know?
What if you got your mole removed and then somebody came in and was like, hi, I'm the doctor. What are you doing here, Harold? And then you're like, excuse me? And he's like, sorry, this patient of mine, he seems to think that anybody could be a dermatologist, and he's been sneaking in and out, sort of. Did he ask to have a mole removed for
you? Yes, he cut me. He cut me. This guy cut me.
Oh, you actually did a pretty good job. All right, Harold, just off you go. Ugh, I hate that he's right about how easy my job is.
And then Harold comes back and he's like, what are you doing here, Henry?
You were in the room. He told you to leave. Why didn't you mention anything earlier? This is a fucking improv scene. I'm just here to get my mole checked out. Was it a dermatologist that did it to you?
Yeah, I went to the dermatologist for the full body scan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do those work? Because everybody, like, I have moles on my back or random ones on my leg. Like, how do they decide?
I think they say it's the new ones. It's the ones that aren't uniform in their shape, the ones that are raised, and the ones that are, like weird colors or something like that. So I have like moles, but they've been there my whole entire life, so they're fine. But like,
interesting,
a new mole, or what could be a new mole on my temple, that was something they wanted to check out.
And then did he have to shave your hair, or like as he was cutting it, hair came out?
He pulled my hair back there. He really maybe shaved a couple of hairs, but there wasn't a lot of them at all. No.
Yeah. And then did he show you the mole, like, after? He's like, I can put this in a little commemorative case, almost. Like,
no,
because
he's got to mail it out to get tested.
So yeah, but after that, he doesn't have to mail the whole mole. You can ask for half the mole in, like, a little glass
cube. You clearly want it, and I'm not going to get it for you. I'm gonna put So you can put it next to your fucking Mario Kart trophy.
Mole. Yeah, what do they do with the moles that are like, we tested this mole and now this mole is fine?
Yeah, they
discard the mole.
Or maybe they go back to that doctor's like personal portfolio. it's a pun on the word portfolio. So did my mic cut off? I'm
just wondering if I was muted. I heard everything really loud and clear. Okay. And then in terms of trophies for today,
I think I get the golden mic for portfolio.
What? You think that's the one that cinched it for you? Yeah, this guy has this manila folder filled with moles, a portfolio of sorts.
Yeah, it's more of like a black
like a Molodex.
Nice. A Molodex.
Let me see here. yes, Jake, right?
That's almost as good. It's almost golden mic worthy. I love it. But portfolio takes the cake.
And what about
portfolio gave the assist to Molodex, which is another reason why I would get that double golden mic for the direct assist to Molodex. So this is a two golden mic episode.
What about I am Cornmolio?
That's a turdy.
I was gonna say I need TP for my bung mole.
Mole, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So he has like a little on his anus to have a
no.
an asymmetrical little raised raisin.
Okay.
you got actually cornmolio, that bung mole is pretty alarming. We took it out and cornmolio, I think we're gonna have to do a full body scan. Oh no. yeah oh no. it's not looking good for you, cornmolio.
Do you have a living will, cornmolio?
Cornmolio,
sorry.
Yes, I'm leaving it all to my nephew. Butthead. So if you're a little too young to understand what's going on, basically there were these two characters in the early, the mid to late 90s called Beavis and Butthead. And there are these two sort of ne'er-do-wells that kept getting into trouble, and they would watch music videos for a living. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Beavis. Was it Beavis or Butthead that became Cornholio, which was
Beavis this, would do Cornholio. Yeah,
which is like this alter ego of his where he would need toilet paper for his ass. And to ask for it, he would just sort of put his t-shirt over his head.
Yeah.
I think that's everything.
Right, that's everything.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sure everybody loves it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Beavis, unlike Butthead, was a little more... He would hit frogs, yeah, with a baseball bat. And that was like Beavis's thing. And yeah. Butthead was a little more of the intellectual.
Braces.
Yeah. But Butthead was kind of like the smarter of the two. And then Beavis would occasionally sort of murder a frog for fun. But overall, they just liked watching MTV, like music videos and stuff.
Man, so that's, what a show.
That was Beavis and Butthead. So, yeah. All right. That's it. That's our time. Bonus Thursday episode in the canister, as they say.
Yeah. Yes.
We're still hanging out in the Jake and Amir Patreon Discord. So if you're a patron at patreon.com/JA, there's new videos every week. And then you can hop on the HeadGum Discord server. And there's a private chat room in there just for the patrons called JA Patreon Chat. So check that out. And if you are... just in need of questions to answer, or perhaps you have a theme song like that anonymous man up top who did not have a shouty voice, who did not have a whiny voice. You can email all that stuff to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Until then, vote early, vote often, vote for Joe. And this closing theme song, let me see who wrote it. Oh, it's the guy Dire Consequences, Seth Dyer, who wrote another theme song for us. It's a parody of Midsummer Madness by Joji. Do you know Joji?
Cool. I don't think
J-O-J-I?
So.
That's a J-O-J-I. Cool nickname for you. Joji.
Really? Casey and Joji?
Yeah. I could be Casey.
Oh, you could be Mimi. Mimi and Joji. That's our new podcast nicknames.
It's not too, like, immature or something?
Mimi and Joji? I don't think so.
Hey, I'm Mimi. I'm Mimi. Mimi. Yeah.
And I'm Jacob B, a.k.a. Joji, or Joby.
Yeah. Well, work actually, on it. My nickname would be the middle two letters of my name, A-M-I-R, so just the M-I-M-I. So yours kind of the AK, the middle two letters, ak.
Oh, cool. Ak. Mimi and ak.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy doesn't have much to plug except for his Instagram, which is dire.consequences. Dire spelled D-Y-E-R. Thank you to you guys for listening, and we'll be back on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Last night I emailed Jake and Amir. I needed advice cause it wasn't clear what to do if I were you, hosted by these two Jews. If I were you,
was
a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.